Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am so excited that you joined me this morning. You know, family, I want to talk to you today about God's love for you. You know what? I talk to so many people. Many of you know I do mentoring and some coaching. And the one thing I found is there's so many people out there who seem to think that God doesn't love them. They're having a hard time. They're struggling through the notion, the fact that God loves them, and that, you know, they seem to think that there's something that they've done or something that they've said or something that has happened to them that has led up to them just not being able to be loved by God. And so today, I'm here to tell you that that is a lie from the devil, okay, because God loves you. That is your heavenly Father. You know, we are made in the image and the likeness of God. He created us. We have his DNA on the inside of us. That is our heavenly Father. And therefore, he's not like, you know, an earthly father. I mean, some of you might have had a wonderful earthly father. I know I had a good dad, an earthly dad. You know, I was blessed with two wonderful earthly dads that treated me well and loved me unconditionally. But when I look back on that love, as much as they loved me and as much as I knew they loved me, that love never, never to the love that I feel from my heavenly Father, right? And many of you know my story. I've been through some stuff, okay? And I've my life has not always been perfect, right? Well, first of all, nobody has a perfect life. So let's just make that clear right now. But my point is that God has never stopped loving me, just like he's never stopped loving you. You know, those of you who have children, you know your children may get on your nerves. They might be disobedient to you. They might, you know, do things that you don't agree with. And while you may be angry with them, while you may be upset with them, you don't stop loving them. Well, God, your heavenly Father, is the same way. He doesn't stop loving us because we act up or we act out, right? And some of you are feeling that way just because of things that people have spoken over you. You don't think you're worthy of love. But I'm here to tell you today, you are worthy of love. And your Heavenly Father loves you so much unconditionally. You know, so again, I want to say good morning, happy Sunday morning. I thank you for joining me today, and that's what we're going to talk about today, how much God loves you, and he loves you no matter what. Now, there is nothing that can ever separate you from the love of God. I want you to receive that today. I want you to believe that, and I want you to receive that. You know, the thing is, you know, you can go to church all you want. You can hear CDs and hear sermons and go to conferences. You can do all of that all you want, you know. You can do that 365 days a year. But if you're not believing all the stuff that you're that people are pouring into you, if you're not believing it, then you can't have it. You can only have the word. We know the word of God is true. Scripture is true. All scripture is inspired by God. It's God-inspired, right? And so there are so many promises that God has for us in scripture. You can find them in scripture. But the thing is, if you don't know that you know that you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt that those promises are for you, then they will not be for you. If you don't believe that God loves you, then you'll never be able to feel his love. So it's not enough to, that's why scripture says not to just be a hearer of the word, but you got to be a doer of the word. But and you have to also believe it and receive it and accept it. And so we're gonna talk about that further, but you know how I like to do. I like to start off by setting the atmosphere because, you know, we have to give God praise. You know, we have to praise him. We have to give him honor. We have to worship him because it's in him that we live, that we move, and that we have our very being. And without him, we are nothing. I'm here to tell you that today. And so what I want to do, I'm going to set the atmosphere. We're going to go into praise mode. We're going to breathe. We're going to take a deep breath. I don't know what's going on in your life right now. I don't know, you know, what side of the bed you woke up on this morning, if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or you may not have gotten any sleep. You might have stayed up all night long, crying all night long. I don't know. But what I know is we're going to take a deep breath right now. Just take a deep breath. Breathe in all the blessings of God, right? And then we're going to breathe out any negativity, anything that doesn't line up with God's best for you. We're going to breathe that thing out today. And we're going to leave it out there. We're not going to take it back in. So just take a deep breath right now as we go into praise and worship. Here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, Doug. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for.
My daily
God, you said he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say spoken. So this is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. Still the air and breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is mine. Daily bread, yes it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread, yes it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. You're desperate for him. I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together. And I. Have you there, Lord? Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. Hey. And I'm tell them again. I'm lost without you. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. glory.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Yes, just breathe it all in. Breathe it in. Woo, the Ruach breath of God. Woo, yes, 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 yes. Family, welcome back. You just joined us. You are tuned in to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am here today to serve you up a word. The word of the day is entitled, Nothing Can Separate You from God's Love. So that means nothing. When I say nothing, that means no thing can separate you from God's love. Okay? If you would like to call in and chime in, you can do that at area code 347-237-5083. That's area code 347-237-5083. Amen. Nothing can separate you from God's love. Nothing. I want you to declare that with me today. Nothing, 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 no thing, no one can separate you. Okay? I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're going through. Nothing. Okay? Absolutely nothing. And, you know, I like to set the atmosphere with praise and worship. And so we just, you know, took a deep breath and just breathe in all the blessings of God, right? We know that the blessings and the promises of God makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. That means if God brought it to you, if God gave it to you, there's going to be no stress attached to it, right? You know, and again, I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know your story, but what I do know is that we all have a story. And I mentor people all the time, and I listen to all the stories, and I know my story, and I know that this life is not easy. It's not easy. But what I also know is that God is real. I know His love is real, and God is your refuge. He is the one that you can run to. He is your strength and can strengthen you even in your current situation. He is a very present help in times of trouble. He absolutely is. And what I know is the fact that you are still breathing, you still have breath in your body, means that you can give God praise this morning. Give Him praise. Some of you might be thinking, I don't have anything to praise God for because I'm going through this or I'm going through that, and I beg to differ. The fact that you have breath in your body, the fact that you're able to hear my voice, that is enough to give God praise. That is enough to be thankful for. You know, sometimes we just have to practice gratitude, right? We have to practice gratitude, right? And Scripture says to let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And God wants people who can praise Him anyhow, even though things don't look like they're coming together. God wants you to praise Him anyhow. Praise Him anyway. Your praise is going to produce what God is about to bring forth in your life. I'm going to say that again. Your praise is going to produce that thing that God is about to bring forth in your life. Praise is the pathway into God's presence. In this, oh my God, in His presence, Scripture tells us it's fullness of joy. And so praise, praise, praise is the pathway into God's presence. And God will manifest Himself when you begin to praise Him. He will show up and show out in your situation. I'm trying to tell you, you know, I know right now things might look bleak, things might look bad. You got to praise Him anyway. You got to give Him what to do Him. Praise Him anyhow. You know, when you praise God, you got to praise Him through the pain. Sometimes, even though you might be in pain, you got to praise Him anyway. God is going to bless you. And he's going to bless you because you are praising him even in the midst of your pain, right? He's going to bless you for that. He is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power that you need right now. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. You know, so that thing that has been yoked around you, holding you back, know that God has not forgotten you, because some of you think God has forgotten you. You know, the yoke will be destroyed. Say that with me right now. Say, the yoke will be destroyed. That thing that has been holding you back and burdening you will be destroyed. Receive that today. And today, no more, say, no more. Say that with me right now. Say, no more. No more. No more torment. No more pain. No more. God wants to remove every burden. He wants to destroy every yoke. You know, and everything, because I know some of you think, and I've heard people say this, well, God is taking me through this. God is taking me through that. You know, everything is not God sent, family, but it can be God used. So what I'm saying is that some of that stuff that you're going through, I mean, I just personally, I don't believe that God sends us pain. I just don't believe that. I don't believe that a loving Heavenly Father will send me anything that's going to cause me pain. I just don't believe that. Right? Now, you can choose to believe what you want to believe. And so everything is not God sent. But what I know is true is that God can use the very thing that has been sent by the enemy to destroy you. He can turn it around for your good. And I know that because he's done it in my life many times. And so you are called to his purpose. And you need to believe that today, that you are called to God's purpose. And just because you go through difficult times does not mean that you won't make it through. Because some of you think you're not going to make it. It's the pain is so bad, your heart is so heavy that you think you're not going to make it. And I'm here to tell you, you are going to make it. You're going to make it through. You are going to make it today. And I want you to say that with me right now. Say, I am going to make it through. You are. You're going to make it through. And some of you think that God has forgotten you. Some of you think that because of what you have gone through, what you have done, that God is not for you. But I'm here today to tell you that God is for you and he is not against you. He is for you. That is your Heavenly Father who is for you and he is not against you. You have to see, you have to begin to see yourself the way God sees you. And not based on your past, and not based on your current circumstances. You know, all of those negative thoughts, all of those negative images that keep running through your mind. You know, I want you to cast down those imaginations today. Cast down those imaginations and know that God loves you and know man or woman can ever love you like your Heavenly Father can love you. I'm here to tell you that today. I'm here to encourage you today. So, you know, if you're kind of, you know, down, you know, you're down, you don't even see your way out of this situation, whatever your situation is, know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. God can strengthen you. You just have to trust him. And you have to begin to speak God's word in your situation, you know? And so listen, I want you to hold that thought. I don't want you to go anywhere. Right now I'm going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to continue. We're going to continue, and I want you to be encouraged today that no matter what, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing, absolutely nothing. No thing. Amen.
Hey, twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, I am back, family, and that was Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that is my organization with my granddaughter, Layla. And so please show your support. We're going to shop anyway, right? So let's just shop with purpose and for a cause. Amen? Amen. So, family, yes, we are back. And we're talking about how nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing, no thing, no one can separate you from the love that God has for you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. You know, God loves you and has an incredible future plan for you. I need you to believe that today, and I need you to receive that today. No matter what you have been through, no matter what you have done, God still loves you. He still loves you. And that is a tactic from the enemy to make you believe that, you know, because of what you've done, you've done too much and God doesn't love you. No, that's your Heavenly Father. He doesn't stop loving you because you act up, right? As a parent, you don't stop loving your children because they act up or act out, right? And so John 10:10, it says, Jesus said that he came that we may have life and have it abundantly, a complete life full of purpose. And so God, he has a purpose for you being here. There's a purpose behind your pain. There is purpose behind your pain. And you're not going to always go through on the other side. There is purpose. And so I want you to believe that. Trouble is not going to always follow you. And then some of you like to beat yourself up. I don't want you to beat yourself up anymore. Stop beating yourself up. What happened, happened. Now you have to move forward. You can't beat yourself up and make yourself feel, bad. You know, 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So that means that if you've done something and you're beating yourself up because of whatever you did, thinking that God is not going to forgive you, thinking that he doesn't love you anymore, he can't love you anymore, I'm here to tell you that he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. But you have to ask for forgiveness. Ask him for forgiveness. He'll give it to you. And so nothing can separate you from the love of your Heavenly Father. For I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't and life can't. The angels won't and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away from us. Our fears, our worries can't. You know, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. God demonstrates his love for us every day. First and foremost, he gave us his son. He gave us his son, Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. He made the ultimate sacrifice. He knew that we would fall short. He knew that we would fall short. He absolutely knew that. And so you are tuned into the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. And so I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to stay with me. I want you to begin to imagine greater than what you see right now. I want you to hold on. I want you to never give up. I want you to be encouraged as I play this song for you to encourage you today. Hold on. I want you to hold on. Hold on. Don't let go. Hold on. Here we go.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go.
I know you're praying for a change, to see a sunny day. Nothing good has come your way for so long. You need someone to understand the place your heart is in. You just want to dream again and believe.
Yeah.
Oh,
to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
Welcome back, family. Yes, I want you to hold on and never give up. You've come too far to turn back now. Never give up your breakthrough. You are right there. You are right there. Right there. So don't turn back. Don't give up. Don't give in. Your breakthrough is right there. You've come too far to give up now, so hold on. You've come too far to give up. Giving up is not an option. It is not an option. Amen. And so today we're talking about God's love. Know that God's love reaches beyond your circumstances. It reaches beyond our messes and stresses. God's love for us is unconditional. He loves us in spite of our disobedience and our weaknesses and those things that we do. And so I just want to encourage you that, you know, if you are at a place now where you know that you're not doing right in your life, you know you're not doing right, you know you're not doing right by God, repent. Repent means to turn away from that thing. Ask God for forgiveness, but then turn away from that thing and then move on. God is faithful and just to forgive you. But I don't want you to beat yourself up, because that is a tactic and a strategy from the enemy to keep you from moving forward, to keep you thinking that you're not worthy of God's love, and you are worthy of his love. You are his child. You are his child, and he loves you so much. And so right now, I want to read for you Romans 8, 31 through 39, because basically this just breaks it down for you. It breaks it down for you. Nothing can separate us from God's love. What shall we say about such wonderful things are these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares to accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from the love of God? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing, I'm going to say it again, I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So I want you to receive that today. That, and I want you to meditate on that scripture. That is Romans 8, 31 through 39. Read the whole thing. Meditate on that thing because it will break it down for you. Nothing, it says nothing, no thing, no circumstance, no situation can separate you from God's love. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you feel like. I don't care what they said to you. I don't care what they did to you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. I want you to believe that today. I want you to receive that today. Amen. Amen. Family, I thank you so much for joining me today. I pray that you were blessed. You know, I just want you to not just be hearers only of the word. I want you to be doers. I want you to live this thing out for real. I want you to receive, because like I said earlier in the show, you know, it's not enough to just hear someone tell you something if you don't believe it, if you don't take that thing and run with it, you know. So this is scripture. Scripture is truth. Scripture is there to inspire you, to show you the love of God. And so nothing can separate you from the love of God. And so that means that when stuff comes up against you and you start feeling down about yourself, you start saying that to yourself. Say, nothing can separate me from the love of God. God loves you so much. He loves you so much. He loves you through your struggles, and he's going to always be there for you. Scripture also tells us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so I pray that you were encouraged today, ladies. Don't forget to join me on Facebook in our private group where we empower and inspire each other and share our stories, because, you know, Scripture says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so we share our stories with each other. No matter how ugly they are, we share those stories, because when we share our stories, we empower others. That in sharing our stories, we are letting other people know that they're not alone in their struggle. They're not alone in their pain. You know, I am my sister's keeper. And so, again, I pray that you were encouraged today. I'm going to pray us out, and then, you know, I will see you next time, next week. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that nothing can separate us from your love. You love us, Lord God, with an unconditional love. You love us with an everlasting love. And we thank you today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for anyone who is struggling right now, who's in pain right now, Lord God, who feels lost and unworthy, that person that feels unloved, Lord God. Lord God, let them know that you love them so much. Let them know that you have not forgotten them. Lord God, you said that you will bind up all of our wounds. And so some people are so hurt right now, they need their wounds to be bound up by you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let them no longer be bound up in those things that are painful and that are holding them back, Lord God. And Lord God, let them know that there's no weapon, Lord God, there's no weapon that is formed against them that will prosper. And so, yes, things are going to come up against them, but those things will not prosper. And so, Lord, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even if their soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, family, for joining me this morning. Again, this was the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I love you so much. I do, I do, I do. But remember that as much as I love you, God loves you more. He loves you more. If you need to reach me, you can reach me via email at tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. Ladies, don't forget to meet me on Facebook. I do have the link here, our Tears to Breakthrough Facebook group. And you know how I like to go out, family. I pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. Here is Howard Hewitt. Be encouraged, family. Be encouraged. I will see you next time. God bless.
have a second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.